Maxwell McMillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, Susan Stewart is in her office. She's having a business meeting with a film producer named Mike Gavillo. He's making a movie. It is an animated movie with cartoon characters. Mr. DeVillo wants Susan to design a toy that looks and sounds like the leading character in his film. He shows her part of the film and invites her to come to the movie studio in California.
It's Maxie Manners. He's coming in my direction. I'm getting out of here.
Goodbye, Mr. Meanie. Thank you for leaving. And please don't come back again.
So once again, the kingdom was ruled by kind people. And Maxie Manners lived happily ever after.
Well, that's him. Maxie Manners. Our lovable little character.
He's cute. Kids will love him.
And he's polite. The parents will like him, too. That's the reason we call him Maxie Manners. Like Maximum Manners. The most polite of all.
Mr. DeVillo, you're producing a film. An animated film that stars this little character. And you want me to design a toy that looks like Maxie Manners?
You got it. We want the toy to be sold in toy stores at the same time that the film is shown in theaters.
Ah.
I've heard that the Universe Toy Company makes the best quality toys.
Thank you, Mr. DeVillo.
We'll need some special engineering on this toy.
Now I'm a little confused. Why should this toy animal require special engineering?
So talk, of course.
So you want a talking toy?
Of course. He's Maxie Manners. You see, it's his voice. He says, please and thank you very often. And that way of speaking helps make him special.
I understand. Maxie Manners isn't himself unless he can talk.
Right. Are you interested?
I think my company would be interested. But I'll need more information before I can make a presentation of the idea.
I understand. If you could come to our studio in California, I think you could get all the information you need.
That sounds like a good idea. Let me check my calendar. How about the first week of next month?
Whenever you can make it.
Okay, I'll make airline reservations for that first Monday.
We're all set. Thank you, Miss Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. DeVillo. Will I get to meet the man behind Maxie's voice?
You've already met him.
You're Maxie!
Yeah.
Let's study these words.
I'm getting out of here.
Now, listen to this again.
Oh, no! It's Maxie Manners. He's coming in my direction. I'm getting out of here.
I'm getting out of here is one way to say I'm leaving when you don't want to stay or when you can't stay.
It's a fire! I'm getting out of here!
Phew. That was close. Here's another example. You and a friend are at a terrible party. There's nothing to eat and nobody to talk to. What do you say to your friend?
I'm getting out of here.
Right. And I don't want to leave, but I have to get out of here. See you later.
And now, Act Two.
This time, on Tuning In the USA, Susan Stewart is at a movie studio in Los Angeles, California. She is there to do business with a film producer, Mike DeVillo. But before they begin working, they watch the making of a movie. Later, Susan and Mike talk about ideas for a special toy. It will be a talking toy animal that looks like a character in Mike DeVillo's new movie.
Can I carry that bag for you, Miss Stewart?
Thank you. But call me Susan, please.
All right, Susan. And I'm Mike. Well, this bag isn't too heavy.
I've brought some things to show you. They are examples of toys that talk or make sounds.
Have you ever been to a film studio before?
No. This is a big building. What happens behind all these closed doors?
Movies are made. Do you want to look in on one? They're about to finish shooting this picture. You might recognize some of the stars.
Oh, isn't that Linda Barrett, the actress from Lost Romance?
Yeah, that's her.
Actors, take your places.
She's the director. Want to stay and watch a minute? We'll have to be quiet.
Yes, I'd love to.
Quiet on the set. Take two. Cameras roll. Act.
But I can't leave you here alone. It's not safe. The storm is getting worse.
You have to leave me. You must go. The rescue team will never find the cabin. Only you know the way.
All right, I'll go. But just remember, I love you.
Cut! Let's take that again.
Oh, this work looks like fun.
It can be. Shall we go meet Maxie Manners now?
What a great idea.
I'm hungry, Mama.
So, you see, there are a few ways to give sounds and voices to toys.
I like the way this one works.
I'm Captain Xenon. Captain Xenon here.
The voice on that one is easy to understand. I think that's a good choice, Mike.
These are the drawings I promised you. I think they should give you a good picture of Maxie Manners.
They look fine. Can I take these drawings back to New York?
They're for you, along with this.
It is my pleasure.
A tape of Maxie Manners' voice. Thank you. That will help a lot.
You're welcome. Or as Maxie says,
it is my pleasure.
Now we're going to study sentences with Wata at the beginning. Listen.
Oh, this work looks like fun.
It can be. Shall we go meet Maxie Manners now?
What a great idea.
What a great idea. I feel terrific. I feel like singing. What do you say?
What a great idea.
What a great idea. What a wonderful day. I'm going to smile at everyone today. What do you say?
What a great idea.
And what a wonderful day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing. What do you say?
What a wonderful day.
I agree. What a wonderful day. That's all for now.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA. Thank you.